I've been in Mexico for 10 years already, serving the Lord full time. And, you know, so many times we think that every year as we grow older, we feel like we've done enough or our work is finished. But in God's work, there's no retirement.
Amen.
And there's no giving up.
Amen.
You just go on serving the Lord. We're doing the same thing you are doing, building a church, teaching the women to be servants, to be givers, to be mothers, and to be wives. Every day, we as women teach the women to be obedient to God and trusting God for everything they do. Wednesday, I had my message, and I stayed up till 3 and asking the Lord, "Lord, is this what you wanted me to say?" And He confirmed it, no. So my message was in giving thanks. So many times, women, we don't give thanks enough to what we have, you know, just the husband we have, our children. Who here has obedient children? No, but I love my children. They're here. They're not out there in the world serving the world. And if it happens, I still love them. God showed me to give thanks to my coworkers too. I love my coworkers. They take care of me too, you know, because so many times I forget and they remind me and they're leading me and I'm letting them take a lot of the slack because they're younger. They can handle it. But I love my coworkers and I love Morelia. I love my church, and I want God to bless.
Amen.
And this month, God has blessed so much. We've been praying for men to take over the work, to preach, to go out and preach with the brethren. And one finally got the courage, and he even preached a message where, you know, the men are scared, but taking the first step, you've won the victory, and keep on going. But just that first day. And this Sunday when we left, like Karen says, you know, it was a blessing because all the men were sharing. I mean, it was just like up and down. They wouldn't let the women speak. And it was only maybe two or three women that got up and shared. But all the men had a part. And it was a blessing to see that because, you know, so many times they preached that the men should take over, you know, and finally, you know, they're kind of doing the work. And then when John, before we left, he told the men that whoever wanted to take over the work for Thursday, you know, the first thing, we have a sister that's been faithful, and I told her, no, not you, you know, but I told her, just let the men, you know, it's the men's job. But in Thanksgiving. We need to thank the Lord for just even our health, even if it's we have faults or we have illnesses or we have things happening. I just remembered my glass. In Psalms 50. Psalms 50, 14 and 15. It says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." God constantly tells us to call upon Him in time of trouble. So many times we stay miserable, we stay hating, we stay bitter. But God says, call upon me. So many times as women tend to keep too much inside, and that hurts us. Call upon the Lord. Tell Him to help you. You know, now I understand having teenagers. I mean, it's a constant being on your knees, constantly being on your knees, because you see the things they go through, and sometimes you want to be there, but you can't. You have to trust the Lord. In Psalms 92, Psalms 92, 1 through 5 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Amen. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day." I love the Lord, and in everything I trust Him. And I thank the Lord for the husband He's given me and the children He's given me. I thank the Lord for the ministry. We should, as women, find more ministry in the Lord. Don't let all the old ladies fill in all the gaps. It's just like Mike said, passing out the torch. You young women, you have the strength. We're passing the torch to you. You do the job, too. Don't just sit around, do nothing. That's why so many times there's problems, there's sorrows, there's pain, because you're not doing nothing for the Lord. God says trust in Him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. "Concerning you." In everything. Everything we do, giving thanks. When we were out looking today for a car, we were hearing a message from this brother, and it touched my heart. He was giving a message for the fathers, and it touched me. And this message was that we all think that boys are for the fathers and girls are for the mothers to take care of, but it's not true. Girls are for the fathers too. And boys, mother. And it showed how this pastor, when he was giving his testimony, he was saying how his daughter grew up and already went out. But all through those years, he never told her he loved her. And one day he just said, she has so many problems. And she ended up in the hospital for some reason. And her father wrote her a letter, I guess because they couldn't see each other, wrote her a letter and told her daughter, "Can we have breakfast?" Breakfast was for the daughters, and dinner was for the mothers, for the wives. That's true. But he didn't know what her answer was, and she answered him, "Yes, okay." So he had a talk with her. He met her at breakfast, and all she said was, "Dad, all I wanted you to say is that you love me in anything or everything I did." And that was me. I saw that in me being a teenager. I used to tell my dad, "Dad, do you love me?" And he would say, "Yes, I do. I love you. I love all of you." And I would always, at the age of 12, I would tell him again, "Dad, do you love me?" He'd say, "Yeah, I love all of you the same." That's not what I wanted. I wanted a hug.
Amen.
All I wanted was a hug to show that He loved me. And all through my teenage years, I did rebel. I did, like he says, you know, girls tend to look for somebody to love them, somebody else besides the dad. And yes, that happened. But the thing was is that, thank you, Marty. The thing was is that it touched me. I don't want that to happen to my kids. And I'm constantly, constantly hugging them and kissing them. And they hate it, but I still do it. And but that's why. You know, kids want hugs. Kids want kisses. And just so that they could know they're there. And there was another story about this father that had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital. And he never talked to his daughter for a year. And he ended up in the hospital, and he kept telling the nurse, "Call my daughter." And the nurse said, "Yeah, yes, I will, I will, I will." And he says, "Well, give me a pen and a paper." And so the nurse gave him a pencil and a paper, and she kept cleaning all his tubes and everything. And he kept telling her, "Call my daughter." And the nurse goes, "Okay, okay." So the nurse went to her office and filled out everything, and she looked up his chart, and she found the daughter's number. And the daughter, when she called, the nurse called the daughter said, "He can't be. No, he can't be." And the nurse goes, "Yes, he had a heart attack. Come quick." And she just kept saying, no, you can't. And so she hung up and told her, "I'll be there in 30 minutes, hung up. While she was leaving, her father had a heart attack. And the nurse felt so bad. They tried to revive him and nothing. He died. The daughter came and she goes, "It couldn't be. It can't. And then, she goes, "I have to go see him." And, she went. The nurse kind of felt like, "No, you shouldn't." But she went ahead and went. And she saw a note on his heart, on his hand, close to his heart. And it says, "Daughter, I love you. I forgive you. And I know that you love me too. Whatever you did or whatever we did, I love you." That was the pressure off that daughter. That was something that daughter, I don't know why or she didn't do it earlier, but so many times you kids, think about it. Parents need to hear, "I love you."
Amen.
Because sometimes you won't have them. You don't know when we don't have our life in our hands. Mothers and fathers need to hear, "I love you" from the parents. I thank the Lord that He's so good.
Amen.
And parents try their best to raise children the best they can. Don't give up. So many times I feel I'm going to give up, but don't. Just keep trusting the Lord on your knees.
Amen.